is Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. If you've been around the Bay Center in the past couple days, you know something's going on over there, and we're very proud of it. It's the Sun Belt Conference right here in our own backyard. Got a bunch of teams, lots of talent here to watch. Go to sunbeltsports.org or pensacolasports.org. My guests this morning, I have Sam Kniehens and Ray Palmer, who is the president of pensacolasports.org. You may have heard him the other day here on the Chamber Connection show. Definitely very, very exciting. I've heard a lot of people. Our own Bobby Rossi is in town this week, and he's been doing coverage over there, and he's just said some of the games have just been really, really amazing. So, guys, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Looking forward
Don't everybody talk at once.
Looking forward to talking with you guys. Excited to be back in Pensacola for our fourth year here for the Sun Belt Basketball Tournament. So, gotten started earlier this week. We have our quarterfinals starting up and semifinals over the weekend, and then our championship games on Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be – it's been a great start to the week so far, and we're excited. Not only, I'm sure, people – you mentioned downtown and around the Bay Center. Mm-hmm. I can assure you that Pensacola Beach as well is we've got about 25, 26, 27 groups.
Wow.
With a combination of the 14 institutions and both their men's and women's teams. We also have the pep bands and the cheer groups that also all come and stay, which is one of the things that really makes this event phenomenal. The basketball is great.
Mm-hmm.
Division I, high quality basketball, but the environment the Sun Belt Conference brings and creates is so professional. And the team down at the Pensacola Bay Center, they completely transform that venue into something that's really something to see.
How's the turnout been compared to the last 3 years? Have you seen an uptick in the amount of people coming to see the games?
Everything that I have seen so far and hearing is all very positive. When you hear that concession sales are up, people coming through the gate is up, and merchandise sales, I think they set a record Tuesday, the first day of merchandise sales. But, you know, all those are indications that sales are people are coming.
Mm. And I have to bring this up just because I've been following this. Have you ever heard of the Caitlin Clark effect? Do you see that?
100%.
Really?
The Caitlin Clark is real.
Yes, exactly. Of course, Iowa phenom, Caitlin Clark, busting all the records. Of course, I think she's going to go to the WNBA, and I don't blame her. Go get the money. She's put in her time. But, yeah, I've heard all over that tickets for some of these games are really fetching a big number, and people are really getting excited about it, men's and women's.
Well, college or basketball in general is a lifelong passion for me personally, and I find myself finding Caitlin Clark on TV, watching her as opposed to some great men's college basketball games because of the Caitlin Clark effect.
Right.
We've seen that same thing with our, you know, women's teams. Women's sports is, you know, of a lot of public interest right now, whether it's Caitlin Clark or, you know, the WNBA, Sabrina and Steph having their three-point shootout during the NBA All-Star weekend. So women's sports is on the rise. We think it's something that we can continue to grow in the Sun Belt. We had our education day during our women's games yesterday. Obviously, we've got some games coming up this weekend and looking forward to seeing the crowds out for those.
Mm. Yeah.
And you mentioned the pep bands and the cheer squads are all coming in as well. So when the teams are playing, they kind of rotate out their groups, right?
It's fascinating that orchestration between the two pep bands standing in the beyond the baselines and playing to and off each other and against each other, and the enthusiasm that the pep bands is pretty close to as entertaining as the basketball games. I love it. It just builds the environment in the building like something that you really need to come see. These bands are so talented.
Mm-hmm. And you know, being in band when I was a kid as well, you know, being out there on the football field, a lot of times you're in the open air, you know, some of that, you know, excitement kind of gets lost because you can't hear them as well. But when you're in a basketball stadium, especially the Bay Center, when the band really gets rocking, you feel it. You know, you can feel it in your bones, and it gets those little hairs standing up on the back of your neck, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. So that's great that you guys let them come in and do their thing as well. What about some of the cheer squads? We have, like, dance squads, or is it mainly just small cheer groups?
Yeah, we've got a mix of cheer and dance. So we've got cheer squads from a number of schools. Some have brought their dance teams as well. They'll perform on court during halftime or things like that to keep the fans engaged throughout the whole day. In addition to the bands, we've also got a DJ out there. So DJ Buddy James comes in. DJs our event, MCs our event, does all of our marketing promotions as well. So a lot of great fan engagement out at the Bay Center.
Have you seen a lot of social media buzz about Sunbelt on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, things like that?
Yeah, we definitely try to hit social media as hard as we can during this week. It's, you know, one of our biggest events of the year for the Sunbelt Conference. So certainly our folks at Visit Pensacola and Pensacola Sports as well have helped us get out the word about the event leading in. And then certainly this week we try to make sure we're getting that information out to everybody.
And kudos to whoever set up the internet there at the Bay Center, because I know at some points there are people probably uploading live video by the thousands. And I haven't really heard of too many problems with the connection there inside the Bay Center, especially with the Bay Center being as thick, you know, as it is and fortified, people can still get that signal in there. So that's great. Whoever's working on that, kudos to you. My guests this morning, I have Sam Kneehans and Ray Palmer, the president of PensacolaSports.org. Go check out PensacolaSports.org or SunbeltSports.org for more information. Of course, you can get tickets for the Sunbelt Conference at Ticketmaster. You can go to the Bay Center box office or just SunbeltSports.org. And if you have any questions, let us know, 437-1620. Michael wants to know, is there a possibility of any ice hockey tournaments for the college schools in the Northeast and Midwest coming up at our Bay Center?
None that I'm aware of at the current time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just know, you know, they've got they keep the ice under there, right? And then they just cover it. Like, that's always fascinated me. I always go to the Bay Center to see a concert or something. I'm like, wait a minute, there's ice here somewhere, I know.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah,
you can feel the ice. They will take the ice down in the spring after the Ice Flyers finish their season, and then they usually do a Disney show. And then during the summer, because it's so hard to keep the building cold enough currently, and keep the ice down, and then they'll put the ice back down in the fall when the Ice Flyers start their season back up.
Do you find that temperature-wise, does that help the players playing basketball during the Sun Belt Conference? Does it help them kind of keep their cool a little bit, so where it's just not so?
Are you asking us if there've been any fights yet?
No, I'm saying like actual temperature-wise, have there been fights?
No, we did have a little shoving last night. A little interest in one of the girls' games, but no, we've not had any fights yet. But when you said keep your cool, reality is a great point, actually, segue into. This is big stuff for these kids. This is real business. They are playing for a spot in March Madness. Monday, we'll crown two champions that are going to now move into the NCAA March Madness. So, we jest about keeping their cool, but this is big-time business for these. These are where these coaches get paid, good money to perform, and that's how they – succeed or how they keep their jobs is winning.
Right, exactly. All right, if you have any questions, let us know before we run out of time. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jake Walker. We're going to get to a commercial break. We will be right back with Sam and Ray talking about the Sunbelt Conference at the Bay Center. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Beginning March 5th, Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida for the men's and women's championships. Book your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Session tickets are on sale now. The 2024 Sun Belt Basketball Championship from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 5th through the 11th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I'm joined by Sam Kniehans and Ray Palmer, the president of PensacolaSports.org. You've probably heard him. He was on the Chamber Connection show the other day talking about the Sun Belt Conference at our Bay Center. This is the fifth year, right?
Fourth year.
You're on too. You're on Andrew's mic today. Usually I don't have anybody in Andrew's seat. So fourth year in a row there at the Bay Center. You can get your tickets online or just go to the Bay Center box office or check out sunbeltsports.org for your ticket information. And if you have any questions today before these guys get out of here, 437-1620, call or text, and we'll get your questions answered right here on the air. We've got some special matchups coming up, right? The top seeds haven't even played yet. Let's talk about that.
So today we've got our second round of our men's games, and then starting tomorrow we'll have our top four seeds that earned a double bye into our brackets, both men's and women's. So particularly on our men's side, we've got a couple of teams that are pushing for at-large bids for March Madness, so potentially getting a second team in. We've got James Madison, started off the year with a bang, beat Michigan State on their home court the first night of the basketball season. And then we've got App State, who won our regular season championship on the men's side. So those two are definitely teams that are kind of in that conversation for the national consideration as an at-large team. So really exciting to have great teams like that here in Pensacola and in the Sun Belt.
Nice. And then what were the other two teams? You said there were four, right?
Absolutely. Our other top two men's teams is Troy and then Arkansas State that's come in here. Brand new head coach Brian Hodgkins said it's his first season there at Arkansas State. Really has the team firing on all cylinders here coming into our tournament.
Very nice. And over the break, you guys were telling me about how Escambia County kids here in this area got involved. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, that's one of the really cool things that the Sun Belt Conference has done in our community that really makes, at least for those of us, you know, that are part of it at Pensacola Sports and why we believe so much in this event is the community quality of life issue that comes along. So yesterday we had 450 high school students from seven different schools from Escambia County who came to the Bay Center. They went through three different sessions of education sessions about the NCAA and had a motivational speaker. And then all 14 institutions had representation where the kids could actually talk to these institutions from, you know, they're all the way from Texas to Virginia and across that, you know, this big spectrum, App State and, you know, the Carolinas. And it was and then they got lunch and then they got a chance to watch one of the games. It was a great partnership with the Escambia County School District. It was our first year being able to conduct that event, but it's really good for our students. The school district got nothing but great feedback, and we look forward to growing that event for the future years.
Do you see a lot of kids seeing these games and getting excited and think, you know, I want to play sports. I want to get into this, you know, just inspiring the next generation of future basketball stars?
Well, I think that, well, I'd let Sam talk a little bit, but Saturday we're going to have about 600 kids dribbling basketballs up into the arena. I cannot imagine how if anything could go wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, seems like, you know, I hear the term herding cats into a bathtub. I mean, I don't know about basketballs going up the ramp, but yeah, that might be cool. So that's Fan Fest, right? That's coming up on Saturday. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Saturday, that's our kind of marquee event here with the Sun Belt Basketball Championships. So we have a Fan Fest out in front of the Bay Center, out in the parking lot there. Number of different vendors. Our bands will come out and play performances out there. All of that is free to the public, so you don't need a ticket to the event to go to that. Certainly, we'd love to have you come inside the Bay Center and watch some great basketball as well, but the Fan Fest out front is free. Those that pre-registered for our dribble drive, like Ray said, 500-600 kids will be getting a free t-shirt, a free basketball, getting to go in and bring their parent into the tournament and get to enjoy some great basketball that morning. Leading into our kind of marquee semifinals and then championships on Sunday and Monday. Mm.
And during the break, you mentioned something about drumline, a drum off. Is that happening?
Yeah, no, we'll have drumline out front. Also, our bands will come through, like I said, different, you know, schools as their bands coming in for their game. They'll do a performance outside out front of the Bay Center as well. So really, it's been a great event the past 3 years and looking forward to seeing that again on Saturday.
Yeah, the drumlines come along. There's a specific drumline that they bring in from New Orleans. It's phenomenal.
Like,
and then they have the, like I said, the pep bands and the dance teams that will come out and do performances on the stage there, and we'll have a variety of different vendors, and in fact, y'all, the cat's going to be out there. Mm-hmm. The mascot from Cat Country is going to be out there, and other various mascots from different schools and different organizations. I believe the Wahoos may be bringing their mascot out, and the Ice Flyers and those kind of guys. So it's always fun. The kids really get a kick out of that. So we're trying to introduce all of those things to the community.
Great. Go to sunbeltsports.org or pensacolasports.org for more information. Of course, you can get your tickets online at any of the major retailers, or just go to the Bay Center box office and go during the Fan Fest on Saturday, because you can just walk up. You don't have to have a ticket. There's going to be lots of kids involved in the dribble drive. That's going to be very funny and awesome. And just a great way for our community to get involved with this awesome event at the Bay Center, the Sun Belt Conference. If you have any questions, let us know before we run out of time. 437-1620. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Nikki Haley dropping out of the race. We talked about the Malcolm Young gym being demolished. Also talked about this sudden questions about the Gulf Breeze group home for Lighthouse Christian Private Academy students. And very poignant comments from Democratic Senator Jason Pizzo about the condo safety reform bill that finally got passed, though he wasn't the sponsor this time. You can hear that at the 7 o'clock hour. All of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I'm joined by Sam and Ray this morning. You may have heard Ray earlier on our Chamber Connection show this week. He's the president of Pensacola Sports. Check out PensacolaSports.org or SunbeltSports.org if you want to get tickets or join the festivities at the Sunbelt Conference going on at our Bay Center. This is the fourth year. We've got kids from Escambia getting involved. One thing I wanted to go ahead and touch on real quick, by the way, tune into News Radio this week for opportunities to win tickets. We've been giving them away all week long, and people are getting so excited. When I get a winner on the phone, I'm like, congratulations, you know, you're caller number three, you win. Usually, you know, they're like, oh, okay, great. You know, I can't wait to go to this event, whatever it might be. But when it's Sunbelt Conference, they're like, woo, I won! You know, and you hear the car like screeching off the road. They're like, I can't believe I won! And everybody's really, really excited. So, The teams, especially the women's teams that come in, we've talked about the Caitlin Clark effect, and you know, it's just so important to empower our young women to go on and do great things and not be held back by anything. But just the teams coming in, they're getting a lot more than just the tournament and the game experience, right? They're actually learning and getting mentored in a way. Tell us about that, how the women in sports is helping them.
Yeah, we're looking forward. This is our first year. We're hosting our Women in Sports Day today for our teams here in Pensacola. So we've got WNBA legend, Pensacola native Michelle Snow coming in to speak with our women's teams. They'll also have, you know, a panel of women business leaders from Pensacola, as well as some, you know, athletic department staff. SWAs from our athletic department's coming in to speak with the women's teams about careers in sport, if that's things that they're interested in, or, you know, obviously careers in business as well. So really looking forward to that event this morning. They'll have a luncheon as well for the team. So really just a great event. We have, you know, with men's and women's, we have some alternating days. So the women have an off day today. So to be able to bring that educational programming in addition to, you know, a great basketball tournament to them has been something we're trying to do this year.
Got to come up with something to get those girls off the beach. I think they just hang out at the beach all day, right? If they're smart girls. I mean,
they should get a little bit of beach time in. Do they get to get out and do that at all?
Most of the teams are staying on Pensacola Beach. Not all of them. Some of them are right around here with us. But
sounds good.
Listen
on air. Fox News coming up.
We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks, guys. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.